The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
And good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Tuesday, February 7, 2023 edition of the National Intel Report. I am your host for this Tuesday, Michael Herzog. I will be with you for the next 2 hours. Now, the title for this evening's broadcast, Wagging the Dog While Appeasing the Mob. But before I begin, I want to remind everyone that you can now read about and purchase the Terahertz Wand and help support Caribbean by going to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com. And also, we will be including free samples of handmade natural soap, folks, with any purchase. Now, I'm going to get into a little bit more on that later in the broadcast. And by the way, don't forget to watch the video of our new star, Oreo the Cat, as she adopts a new attitude toward water after it's been wanded. Okay, so back to the broadcast. On January 30th, 1835, there was an assassination attempt on then-President Andrew Jackson that failed when both Richard Horne's pistols misfired. On April 14, 1865, President Lincoln was assassinated by actor John Wilkes Booth at Ford Theater. On November 22, 1963, President John F. Kennedy was assassinated in Dealey Plaza in Dallas. On March 20, 2003, Iraq was invaded to oust then-President Saddam Hussein for his alleged weapons of mass destruction. On March 19, 2011, Libya was invaded to oust Muammar Gaddafi for killing his own people. Now, what do all of these events have in common? Well, Andrew Jackson was dead set against the banksters setting up a Second National Bank of the United States. Abraham Lincoln ordered the printing of greenbacks during the Civil War after he refused the high interest loans from the banksters to fund the war. John F. Kennedy had invoked Executive Order 11110, which allowed the interest-free printing of money to be circulated into the U.S. economy. Saddam Hussein started a payment of oil in euros. Muammar Gaddafi was meeting with other African leaders to start trading oil for the gold dinar. The core foundation motivating all of these events, control of the world money supply. For if you own the printing press, you control all nations. That was Mayor Amschel Rothschild that said that in one form or another. Don't quote me verbatim on that. But folks, Russia, China, India, and other nations have set up the BRICS Nations Agreement to, well, like Iraq and Libya tried to do, circumvent the West's monetary control. So why are we seeing this massive escalation of distractions and attacks from all angles on not only us, the American people, but for the rest of civilization as well? And what am I talking about here? I'm talking about clot shots. I'm talking about inflation. I'm talking about food shortages. I'm talking about meat processing being destroyed. I'm talking about poultry farms being deliberately sabotaged. I'm talking about the phony climate change narrative all over the mainstream media. I'm talking about the distractions with the Chinese weather balloons. The question is, why are we being bombarded with this now? Well, the answer is because, like a cornered animal, their backs are against the wall, folks. They are being exposed as to who they are and their demonic agenda like never before. Now, Albert Bourla, the CEO of Pfizer, was exposed at Davos, along with Klaus the Anal Schwab, just last week. Tucker Carlson is now bringing attention mainstream on several key issues. James O'Keefe's Project Veritas just exposed Pfizer in yet another example of brilliant covert undercover reporting. The Swiss Attorney General is now prosecuting the Swiss President and the Swiss Minister of Health for abuse of process regarding the COVID-19 tyranny and presumably for the bioweapon masquerading as a vaccine. And in addition to that, the Thailand royal family is hopping mad as their princess, who received 3 COVID jabs, is now in a coma. Now, the reports coming back from their investigators found that Pfizer did no safety studies on that clot shot, and Thailand has canceled their contract with Pfizer and is alleging fraud against Pfizer, which opens a huge can of worms for the entire colluding endeavor. Fraud vitiates everything, folks. These two events could very well open the door for international tribunals, which the Russian government is conducting right now in the Donbass region of Ukraine. And this means all of the colluding parties involved, from the hospitals, from Big Pharma, the politicians, all the participants, well, their heads could be on the chopping block. Now, if you want more information on this, go to the RBN website and listen to the SGT report. Sean puts out a brilliant report. Todd Callender is on there with Dr. Leet, I believe. Anyway, it's posted on the website. You can go in, and it's about a 48-50 minute interview. So, from the White Hat's perspective, this could be the proverbial fall of the House of Cards. But from the bad guys' perspective, what have they left to maintain control of their system? You know, at this point, folks, there seems only one exit door for them to avoid the gallows or the guillotine: a world war. And it looks as if they are pushing for just that. So I want you to take a listen to a piece that was just put out by the Wagner Group. It's a Russian paramilitary organization that right now is fighting as we speak in Bakhmut. Mike, go ahead and play that segment of clip one.
You were a hero to your country, giving your best years in the army. You dreamed of defeating evil. You dreamed of doing much to make America great again. But in reality, you saw criminal others, the destruction of nations, the death of civilians, and all for the will of a bunch of families who thought they were earthly gods, deciding who would live under their rule and who would be destroyed.
All right, folks. Yes, in reality, now they're talking about trying to recruit American mercenaries to fight in the Russian incursion. And in reality, you served for the destruction of nations, for a few families that thought they were earthly gods, deciding who would live and who would be destroyed. But let's continue on. Go ahead and play that clip too, Mike. Oh, Mikey. All right, let's hear a drum roll. What's that? Beat the clock. Can we get it set up real quick, Mike, or not?
Yeah, it's going to take me a few seconds to get it queued again.
Okay, it's going to take him a few seconds, so I'm going to continue with this beat. I think that was the tune, wasn't it, folks? Okay. Go ahead.
I began to realize that this is the side of evil. This is not the America the founding fathers dreamed of. It has become the focus of the evil that is destroying the whole world. And today, the only country fighting this evil is Russia.
All right, so, yes, you begin to realize that this is the side of evil. This is not the America that the founding fathers dreamed of. It is destroying the world, and the only country fighting this evil is Russia. Now, let's see if Mike's got the other part of this set up, or do I have to go back to beat the clock? Go ahead and play number three, Mike.
If you're a true patriot of the very future great America, join the ranks of the warriors of Russia. Help defeat evil, or it will be too late for everyone.
All right. So, if you are a true patriot of America, join the warriors of Russia. Now, folks, I pose the question here. Is not everything portrayed in this Wagner recruitment video true? Does it not cause us to contemplate the underlying real reasons and the nefarious agenda for almost every war that has been endeavored in the history of our lives and even long before? How many of us or our families in our lifetime have been directly affected or emotionally devastated at one time or another by losing a friend, a family member, or a work colleague, or watching them become disabled, debilitated, or financially devastated due to the clot shots, the mandates, the interventions by CPS, IRS interventions, the phony wars for profit and or regime change to realign world geographics to fit their conquest? And how many millions of innocent people have lost their lives by simply committing the crime of living in the wrong locale when their phony propagandized agenda is unleashed? Now, I want you to think Libya. Think of the citizens, folks. Libya, Syria, Iraq, Afghanistan, Vietnam, Kosovo, Palestine, ongoing, and currently Ukraine, and on and on and on. Millions have been killed. And for what? For a lie. Domestically, with clot shots and deadly hospital protocols designed to kill, not cure. The question is, how long will this continue? But back to wagging the dog while opposing the mob. Folks, do you ever wonder how a cross-dressing comedy actor who had no political resume could not only rise to be president of Ukraine, but also be handed carte blanche, anything he desires in military aid and support of his illusory quest to defeat the evil Vladimir Putin? Do you think, even for a moment, that it might have something to do with this? And by the way, this is posted on the RBN website as well. Zelensky sent out a government decree to destroy all information on Hunter Biden's Metabiota company on the same day as the Russian incursion, folks. And then there was a fire spotted outside of his intel headquarters. Okay? Or this, posted on the website as well. Zelensky sent government a decree to destroy information Hunter Biden's Metabiota company the day the Russian invaded the Ukraine. Now, just a couple of titillating excerpts from that. A tweet sent out on January 29th, from a guy by the name of DC Drano. The question is, did Vladimir Zelensky keep some of the more incriminating documents against Hunter at Metabiota and Burisma to use as extortion against Joe Biden to get more money and more weapons? We all know the answer. Zelensky sent out a decree on February 24, 2022, for government officials to destroy all information on the Ukrainian Research Anti-Plague Institute, the Mechnikov Institute of Health of Ukraine, and the Zhytomyr Regional Laboratory Centers of the Ministry of Health of Ukraine, who all work, folks, with Metabiota Incorporated, the Metabiota scientists. Zelensky was trying to erase all the documents associated with Hunter Biden's Metabiota company before the war with Russia. But the question is, did he burn them all? Or did he keep a few of the more, well, juicy, incriminating ones that might just be the reason why we see the tail, Zelensky, wagging the dog, these being the culpable participants like Biden, Pelosi, Harris, Clinton, and multiples of others, at the behest of those puppet string pulling globalists, the mob, if you will, orchestrating this charade in Ukraine? Could this be the reason why both parties in this administration can't wait to give Zelensky anything and everything he desires, up to and including the kitchen sink, sealed with a kiss from Queen Pelosi? The short of it is, and by the way, this is no pun intended, Biden and his cohorts have the proverbial hidden hand with a firm grasp on all their respective short and curlies. And sadly, due to what I'm about to share, the end result, if not curtailed by, well, someone with a degree of sanity, doesn't promise an enlightening outcome for anyone currently occupying, as John Stadtmiller would once say, this mortal coil. And of course, what would a good war be without including the newly, once again elected, Iran-hating Bibi Netanyahu to fan the flames in the Middle East? Well, for what? For war. Now, I'm going to share this with you. Israeli drone attack on an Iranian weapons factory. Ukraine-Russian-NATO war. This is out of the Times of Israel, December 24th, folks, the day before Christmas of 2022. And here's the headline. Kiev calls for liquidation of Iranian plants building weapons for Russia. Now, that's posted on the RBN websites as well. Some key excerpts out of this. Ukrainian presidential advisor Mykhailo Podolyak tweeted that Tehran is planning to increase its supply of drones and missiles to the Kremlin, despite international sanctions on firms and entities involved in the transfer of weapons to Russia. That was on December 24th. Therefore, Podolyak said, it is important to abandon the non-working sanctions, the invalid UN resolutions concept, and move to more destructive tools. Up the defense ties amid Russia's war against Ukraine in Kiev. Ukraine, this is October 28th, 2022. A senior Ukrainian official on Saturday pushed for liquidation of Iranian factories producing arms for Russia and the arrest of the suppliers. This Ukrainian presidential advisor, Mykhailo Podolyak, tweeted that Tehran is planning to increase its supply of drones and missiles to the Kremlin despite international sanctions on the firms and the entities involved in the transfer of weapons to Russia. Therefore, Podolyak said it is important to abandon those non-working sanctions. So Zelensky's government puts out the call for somebody, I wonder who that is, somebody to blow up Iranian defense contractors. So I pose the question, who better for the task than the newly elected Bibi, who has been frothing at the mouth for years to attack Iran? And Mossad chief David Barnea also cautioned on Thursday that Iran is looking to expand its supply of advanced weapons to Russia during a ceremony for the Hanukkah holiday. Now, this warning came after the United States earlier this month expressed alarm over a full-scale defense partnership between Tehran and Moscow, which invaded Ukraine last February. Oh, we haven't prodded Putin enough yet to launch a tactical nuke, huh? Well, let's let Bibi off his leash and greenlight him to blow up an Iranian missile base. That might do it. Gotta take a break. We'll be back in three Michael Herzog National Intel Report. More to come. Stick around, folks. Gets even juicier.
Thank you. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and five easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. One of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
All right, folks, we're back with the National Intel Report.
National Intel Report.
Yeah, there's something happening here, and it isn't exactly clear. Oh, yeah, so we haven't prodded Putin enough yet to launch a tactical nuke, huh? Well, yeah, let's let Bibi off his leash and green light him to blow up an Iranian missile base. That might do it. So it looks as if Russia has been buying unmanned drones from Iran to use as weapons for strikes against Ukrainian utility plants. And Iran's response to these allegations are that they, well, indeed, have sold unmanned drones to Russia, but this was done before the Russian incursion. And there was also a report back in December that Russia had agreed to sell fighter jets to Iran. And this looks as if there was a reciprocal defense trade deal between Russia and Iran. So December 24th, the day before Christmas, was the first call to eliminate this issue. You know, eliminate the issue like the Nord Stream pipeline. Think of that one as well. But let's move to January 9th of this year, out of the Voice of America. I quote, "Iran on agenda when U.S. National Security Advisor visits Israel." Now, this is getting real interesting here, folks, because in mid-January, Jake Sullivan, Biden's National Security Advisor, he goes to Israel And according to the report from the Voice of America, the reason for his visit was to talk about Iran. And he met with, well, guess who? Bibi Netanyahu, who hates Iran, and other high-level Israeli diplomats. Wouldn't you like to have been a fly on the wall in that meeting? So, January 17th, out of the New York Times, the Pentagon sends U.S. arms stored in Israel to Ukraine. Well, that's interesting. So, are we dragging Israel into it, or have they been pestering us to get into it? January 23rd, just a couple of weeks ago, the United States Secretary of State, Antony Blinken, shows up in Israel. What a surprise to meet with the new Bibi Netanyahu, his new Israeli government. But it's not a far stretch to assume that Ukraine, Russia, and Iranian involvement were on the top of their agenda of discussion. 3 days later, out of the Wall Street Journal, United States and Israel send a message to Iran with biggest ever military exercise. 180,000 rounds of ammunition fired, and thousands of military took part in the exercise. The purpose of this exercise was made clear, as it was a show of force to get Iran's attention. So we had Jake Sullivan, we had Secretary of State Antony Blinken, also to add icing on an extremely volatile cake, we had CIA Director William Burns, who shows up over there as well. An I-24 news report affirmed that CIA Director William Burns indeed did visit Israel in that same time frame. So, you put this all together with that many U.S. high-level officials in one country at the same time, or in close proximity in that same time frame. Add it to the largest ever military drill being conducted by joint Israeli and U.S. military, and then you get a report that Secretary Antony Blinken invited Israel to provide military assistance to Ukraine. So you have the New York Times report that the Pentagon sent U.S. arms stored in Israel. The U.S. asks Israel to ship the arms to Ukraine. But now Blinken is asking Israel to provide military assistance to Ukraine. So there's little doubt that Israel wouldn't cooperate with such a request, as, well, Israel doesn't buy their weapons anyway. We give the weapons to them, and we replenish the weapons they use on, you know, like places like Palestine, Syria, Iran. You get the idea. So there is a framework, for what I'm going to share with you now. This is just, week and a half ago, January 29th, 2023, out of the Wall Street Journal. Israel drone strike hits Iranian weapons facility. And by the way, this is again posted on the RBN website titled Iran, Drone Attack Targets Defense Facility in Isfahan. You can go read the post in its entirety, folks. And, so, and by the way, this isn't Israel cherry-picking targets inside of Syria. This is a direct strike on the sovereign territory of Iran. There's a huge difference there. And what's interesting about this strike is that it was a strike inside Iran and hit an advanced weapons production facility. I hear a break coming up. We'll be back in three. Michael Herzog, National Intel Report. I'm just getting warmed up, folks. Be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com. S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
All right, folks, we're back with a National Intel Report. Boy, that'd be big shoes to fill. Rush Limbaugh. I remember that. I used to listen to him in the car. But anyway, you know, getting back to this, you know, again, as I'll reiterate, what's interesting about this strike is that it was a strike inside of Iran, and it hit an advanced weapons production facility. Now, here's an excerpt from the Wall Street Journal report. An Israeli drone strike inside Iran hit an advanced weapons production facility. It's an attack that Israel believes achieved its goals. Now, this is according to the people familiar with the operation. The operation early Sunday morning was executed by Israel's intelligence agency. That would be the Israeli Mossad folks, you know, those people that by deception we do war. And it targeted a Ministry of Defense site in Isfahan, in central Iran, hitting a building in four different areas with precision strikes. And the site targeted was a military defense site that was a weapons production facility directly across the street from the Iran Space Research Center, which has been sanctioned by the United States for its role in the Iranian ballistic missile program. Now, the space research facility houses the Institute for Materials and Energy, which conducts research that could be used in the productions of missiles and drones and satellites and testing metals for nuclear projects.
It's basically Iran's DARPA. And it's across the street from Iran's NASA. Now, what's really curious about this is that the drones responsible for the attack took off from inside Iran. They were Chinese drones. They were purchased by the Israelis. They smuggled them into Iran, and they weaponized them, and they were launched inside of Iranian airspace. Again, by deception, we shall do war. The Israeli Mossad's motto. Kind of has a 9/11 ring to it, does it not? Oh yeah, Bibi is on record for saying that the attack on 9/11 was good for Israel. Remember that, folks? And then, of course, we have the cover story by the Times of Israel that says the Mossad carried out the Iran Defense Facility strike for Israel's own interests. The drone attack was carried out by Israel to protect its own security interests and not to prevent weapons exports to Russia. The Saturday strike was carried out by the Mossad, which cited senior U.S. intelligence officials. Mm-hmm, I see. You mean those same officials who just took a trip over to Israel to discuss Iran last month? Those officials? I see. Mm-hmm. So these same high-level senior U.S. intelligence officials tell the New York Times that the Israeli Mossad targeted an Iranian missile production site for its own interests, and had nothing to do with them supplying the said missiles to Russia, after they just completed a trip to Israel to discuss Iran and had military exercises to send a message to Iran. And we're supposed to believe that, folks. Again. Mm-hmm, I see. So the question is, why would they do that? They wouldn't do that. To think such a thing is just a conspiracy theory, right? Excuse me. But then we have this out of the Jerusalem Post. Russia sends a veiled threat to Israel. U.S. over Iranian weapons depot blast. The Russian foreign ministry leader, Sergei Lavrov, stated, and I quote, "We strongly condemn any provocative efforts that have the potential to provoke an uncontrolled escalation of tensions in a region that is far from being peaceful as it is." Provoke an uncontrolled escalation. The short of it is likely that the U.S. government condoned this strike by the Israeli government on Iran without any regard for the potential consequences that could very well escalate into a full-blown world war. Now, doesn't all this sound like intentional provocation to lure Iran into the conflict as well? But then, we all know that Israel has wanted Iran neutralized for decades. The Russian Foreign Ministry went on to say that, and I quote, "Such destructive actions could have unpredictable consequences for peace and stability in the Middle East. That has to be understood by the organizers of this brazen raid, of their backers, and those who are gloating over the issue, holding on to the futile hope for the weakening of Iran." Now, who are they talking about? The organizers. Well, that would be Israel. Their backers, who would that be? Well, that would be the United States. And the gloaters? Well, both parties. And you can throw Zelensky into that mix. So, Vladimir Zelensky, on December 24th, called for the eradication of Iran's weapons facilities, and presto, within a month, Israeli's Mossad carries out the attacks. All this looks as if Israel has now been given the green light to bomb Iran. In light of a new Israeli administration with Netanyahu at the helm, who hates Iran. And all those top officials visiting him just last month, well, they all know it. Now, add all this to a recent report just released yesterday, folks. Listen to this. Kiev is proud to declare it deployed chemical weapons in Donbass. This, again, is posted on the RBN website in its entirety. Chemical weapons. Violation of international treaty, by the way. But who cares? I'm listening to Michael Rivero's show, the tail end of it, before I came on. And he's talking about the Ukrainians are running because they're out of bullets. And, $100 billion plus dollars going over to Ukraine for all of these alleged weapons that Zelensky needs to use, and they're out of bullets. So is this part of the reason why they're using the chemical weapons? I don't know. But listen to this, folks. With the fighting ongoing in Bakhmut by the Russian Wagner Group, those mercenaries who put that clip out that I played you a few excerpts of earlier in the program, the same group that put out the video attempting to recruit the Americans, it seems the Russians are gaining control of that region. So, and yes, they are. So how does Zelensky retaliate? Well, a Ukrainian blogger and the commander of a separate tactical air reconnaissance group, a guy by the name of Madyar, under the direction of Zelensky, no doubt, published a new video showing FPV drones and chemical munitions, hinting that the Ukrainian military is preparing to use chemical weapons in Bakhmut. And just 2 days ago, on February 5th, the first usage of these weapons was reported on the village of Novobakhmutova on the outskirts of Donetsk. And by the way, these claims were verified by the postings of pictures of the crash drones, identical to the drones that Madyar had not only boasted about, but posted on his blog. So, Ukraine is now using chemical weapons, prohibited, by the way, under international law, but, like ongoing war crimes in Gaza and the West Bank, the international community, for some reason, ignores these war crimes. It certainly is looking more and more like Zelensky and newly elected Bibi are, behind the scenes, two peas in a volatile pod. The question is, how much more provocation is Vladimir Putin going to endure? You have to give him credit for his patience, folks, but how much more provocation is Vladimir Putin going to endure until he decides to press the nuclear button? Which is exactly what the provocateurs want. Because at the core of all of this, it's about maintaining control through regime change of the international monetary system. Remember, folks, Mike Rivero's all wars are bankers' war. Yes, the core issue here, folks, control of the monetary system. Either they control it and all the perks it manifests, or they go on with plan B, blow up existing civilization, wait until the smoke clears, then emerge and continue with their Build Back Better program. After all, you can't build back better unless you've destroyed what's already in existence. At least, that is looking more and more to be their fail-safe plan. This has been ongoing long before we were even a twinkle in our father's eye, folks. And it was summed up beautifully in a poetic song way back in the early 1960s, okay? And I'm going to let Mike play this for you, because even though it was written and sang, well, let's see, 60 years ago, it fits pretty well. You could substitute a name here or there, but it fits pretty well with what's going on right now. Mike, go ahead and play clip 4 And we'll take that up to the break. Go ahead.
A bullet from the back of a bush took Medgar Evers' blood. A finger fired the trigger to his name. A handle hit out in the dark. A hand set the spark. Two eyes took the aim behind a man's brain. But he can't be blamed. He's only a pawn in their game. The South politician preaches to the poor white man, you got more than the blacks, don't complain. You're better than them, you've been born with white skin, they explain. And the Negro's name is used, it is plain, for the politician's gain as he rises to fame. And the poor white remains on the caboose of the train, but it ain't him to blame. He's only a pawn in their game. The deputy sheriffs, the soldiers, the governors get paid. And the marshals and cops get the same. But the poor white man's used in the hands of them all like a tool. He's taught in his school from the start by the rule that the laws are with him to protect his white skin, to keep up his hate, so he never thinks straight about the shape that he's in. But it ain't him to blame. He's only a pawn in their game. From the poverty shacks, he looks from the cracks to the tracks. And the hoofbeats pound in his brain. And he's taught how to walk in a pack, shoot in the back with his fist in a clinch, to hang and to lynch, to hide neath the hood, to kill with no pain, like a dog on a chain. He ain't got no name, but it ain't him to blame. He's only a pawn in their game. Today Medgar Evers was buried from the bullet he caught. They're lowering him down as a king. But when the shadowy sun sets on the one that fired the gun, you'll see by his grave, on the stone that remains, carved next to his name, his epitaph plain, only a pawn in their game.
Yes, folks. Substitute a few names here and there, and you've got more of the same. 60-plus years later, we're only a pawn in the game. And you notice how he's alluding a couple, three times in that song to white people. What's changed? Nothing. We're only a pawn in the game. And then, and I'm sure you're all excited about this, we get to hear Creepy Joe, if you even want to sit through it without vomiting, live tonight. How many times? I don't know. I probably have to watch it just to count how many lies he tells in the State of the Union address. I see. I wonder what he's going to say about Ukraine when there's been over $100 billion that has been shipped over there thus far. And they're talking about sending more money over there when all of these high-level officials are being busted, relieved of their positions for buying new cars and new houses and all these perks and Rolex watches and I don't know what all. Yet, the military on the ground in Bakhmut, the Ukrainian military, is running backwards or retreating because they don't have any bullets. And then we've got Madyar that is unleashing chemical weapons on that. And the international cartel, the you know, the international laws against it, they're all turning their back. Oh, we don't see any of that. Remind you of Gaza, doesn't? You know, the BDS movement, boycott, divest, and sanction. How far is that going? Not far. We've got it happening in Ukraine. And it just makes one wonder, you know, just how closely Vladimir Zelensky and Bibi Netanyahu are literally tied at the hip. Because it looks as if the high-level officials, Blinken and all these others, you know, Jake Sullivan and the CIA director, William, whatever his face is, they're all going over there, flies on the wall, if you will, directing them to attack Iran to drag them into it. Can you say World War III, folks? We're up against the wall. We'll be back in three. I've got a special message for you when we get back. Stick around. More to come. Michael Herzog, National Intel Report. Be right back.
Tune in Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 Central, to the Alternative Media with your host, Farron. If you've not been listening, this is some of what you've been missing.
2,000 mules, like you like to say occasionally, Farron, in your face.
They might have a set of lactating mammaries available that could provide milk for their adopted children.
Complicit news media, all pulling off this gigantic fraud.
Rhino, neocon, cucks.
There's this wonderful thing that's called Vote With Your Feet. Move to California.
I am a conspiracy factualist, and everyone else is a reality theorist.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of ships came out of nowhere.
Give me liberty, or let's give you death.
Any excuse to go in and kill yourself for this fraud of a government. This goes back 100 years.
When they come for your gold, give them a lead. And when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
Extendivite really works. Kate. Great for bodybuilding or endurance athletes. I can't say enough about Extendivite. It brings more oxygen to your muscles while working out. I never bought this product for heart health, but to improve circulation, and I am not at all disappointed. I noticed an immediate boost in my gym performance, but I thought I would wait to review in case it was a placebo effect. It definitely was not. This is the most powerful supplement I have ever taken in 30 years of bodybuilding. I have taken everything. Extendivite outperforms them all. The ability to squeeze just one more rep or add just a few more pounds to the barbell depends on your ability to carry oxygen where it counts, deep inside your muscle tissues. The added benefits of heart and liver health I consider a bonus. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with
Hi, Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our Easy 4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
All right, folks, we're back with the National Intel Report. Michael Herzog, your host. Now, I want to take a few minutes here leading up to the top of the hour and kind of interject something here. Many of you may know, I've been working kind of with RBN behind the scenes in helping to develop well, projects that would increase revenue for the network and for the hosts, for that matter. Now, I've talked to you before about getting healthy, and I've shared with you my own personal stuff about what I've done with taking Extendivite. I've lost weight. I bought Terahertz wand. I use it on a semi-regular basis, and it does definitely relieve aches and pains. It's done a lot for me. But, folks, also on the website that I have, naturalearthmedicine.com, we've got a number of other products that all kind of lean towards health. And the secret to aging, like a fine wine, is in the vine, if you didn't know. Vineyards produce natural, high-quality therapeutic skincare remedies in their purest form. Syrah grapes are high in flavonoids, resveratrol, and quercetin, which are powerful antioxidants that keep our skin pH levels healthy and balanced. They increase collagen production. They repair damaged skin tissues and elasticity. They reduce the appearance of dark spots, wrinkles, and scars. They slow signs of aging and rejuvenate youthful, healthy, glowing skin. Now, folks, with Natural Earth Medicine's fermented goat's milk soap, by the way, I took a shower with this. I have been showering with it for a couple of days. It's amazing stuff. It gently removes dirt and debris without removing the skin's natural fatty acids, and it's loaded with essential nutrients like vitamin C, B1, B6, B12, E, and A. It reduces skin inflation. It heals wounds and skin conditions such as eczema and psoriasis, and it protects the skin against harmful UV rays. It's made with fermented Syrah grapes organically grown in Willcox, Arizona, not too far from me, and it's available online at naturalearthmedicine.com. Now, also, I want to mention that we're going to be giving out free samples of this amazing soap. It's natural, folks. If you go to the grocery store and you read the ingredients on the back of a bar of soap, you'll be nauseated, all right, with what's in there, all that artificial stuff. But anyway, go into naturalearthmedicine.com. If you order a Terahertz wand, which is great for aches and pains, it's done quite a few nice things for me. But we're going to be sending out free samples along with your purchase of the Terahertz wand, so you can try this. There's a number of other products we're adding to this on a weekly basis. And the entire premise of this is to help support RBN. Because every time there's a wand purchase, every time there's a bar of soap purchase, every time there's a candle purchase, and there's anything on that site purchase, RBN is participating in this. And for those people who have already ordered, I want to thank you for that. The orders are still coming in. We do have products in stock. They're sent, shipped out immediately. You get them within 3 to 4 days, folks. We'll be back top of the hour coming up. Stick around.
Take America back. We must take America back.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the Internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
You can't handle handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today because you can handle the truth.